This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Hirokazu Matsuno, is expressing concern about what he called provocative actions by North Korea as it launched two ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters in its second show of force this week alone.
As we have stated in the past, we think there is a possibility that North Korea will step up further provocative actions, including missile launches and conducting nuclear tests.
The missile launches come as South Korea and the United States conduct their largest joint military drill in years and 2 days after North Korea test-fired what it called two strategic cruise missiles from a submarine the day before. The Biden administration has announced an extension for Ukrainians who fled to the U.S. after Russia invaded their homeland, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of Ukrainians are in the U.S. under a special one-year authorization that's set to expire, but the Biden administration's allowing them to stay longer under a humanitarian parole. After the initial group, the U.S. started a longer program of 2 years called Uniting for Ukraine. Homeland Security says this extension is for Ukrainian nationals led into the U.S. before that program began. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, a Russian delegation at talks with senior UN officials say Moscow is ready to accept an extension to a grain export deal that has helped bring down global food prices amid the war in Ukraine. But it said it would accept only a 60-day extension as the Kremlin holds out for changes to how the arrangement is working. The United Nations and Turkey brokered a deal between the two warring countries in July. It allows Ukraine to ship food and fertilizer from the three Black Sea ports. This is VOA News. The leaders of the United States, Australia, and Britain on Monday unveiled details of a plan to provide Australia with nuclear-powered attack submarines, a major step involving investment of hundreds of billions of dollars aimed at countering China's ambitions in the Indo-Pacific. More from Reuters' Gillian Kitchener.
AUKUS. It's an unusual name, AUKUS, but it's a powerful entity.
U.S. President Joe Biden, flanked by the leaders of Australia and the United Kingdom, hailed an agreement to provide Australia with nuclear-powered attack submarines in a major push to stunt Chinese ambitions in the Indo-Pacific.
AUKUS has one overriding objective, to enhance the stability of the Indo-Pacific amid rapidly shifting global dynamics.
At a U.S. naval base in San Diego, Biden on Monday laid out the so-called AUKUS plan.
VOA's Anita Powell has more about that plan.
Biden stressed the deal concerns nuclear propulsion, not arms, and the leaders pledged to adhere to their nuclear non-proliferation agreements. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the deal, which could cost nearly $150 billion, will create jobs and boost innovation and research. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak pledged to increase UK military funding by £5 billion over the next 2 years in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the challenge posed by China. The increase is part of a major update to UK foreign and defense policy, but is less than military officials wanted. The extra money will be used in part to replenish Britain's ammunition stocks depleted from supplying Ukraine in its defense against Russia. The Israeli parliament on Monday advanced a bill that would make it harder to oust Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the corruption charges against him, as it plowed forward with a broader plan to overhaul the country's legal system in defiance of mass protest. Lawmakers gave preliminary approval during the late-night vote on the bill, which would allow the parliament to declare a prime minister unfit to rule only for physical or mental reasons. The body was expected to vote later on a measure that would allow it to overrule Supreme Court rulings and enact laws that had been struck down. Both bills require additional votes before they're being enshrined into law. Recapping one of our top stories, Japan's chief cabinet secretary is now expressing concern about what he called provocative actions by North Korea as it launched two ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters and its second show of force this week alone. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.